In the name of our one God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. I thought this morning I would talk about whoredom. Whoredom, you know, Jose, it's so important whoredom is, that he mentions it three times. Thank you, that was a beautiful reading by our cantor this morning. I'm not going to talk about whoredom, but it can be confusing, that reading, taken just in that one part, which is in some ways out of context. Although, read it again, the last portion is kind of beautiful. I will call you children of the living God. And that actually does factor in to what I want to say this morning. We hear a very familiar prayer from Jesus, and we pray it every single service in the Gospel of Matthew. The form we pray is found in the Gospel of Matthew. In the Gospel of Luke, it's a little different, but not so much. Many of us pray this prayer outside of church as well. I hope we do. The Lord's Prayer, we call it. I remember some years ago, hiking in a national forest, and I can't remember why, but I was reciting this prayer over and over again, just kind of letting myself steep in the different movements or parts or phrases of the prayer, the one from Matthew. And it made a profound impact on me, so much so I still remember it. Meditating on this prayer over and over again, through days actually, while trekking through mountains and forests and canyons, I mean, I still think of it. I thought of it when I read the gospel over and over again this week, even though that was over 25 years ago. Now, prayer, the Lord's Prayer, but prayer in general, it can express many things. And we hear some of those in the Lord's Prayer, and we hear some of those in our many prayers this morning. Gratitude, certainly. Joy. Prayer, you know, petition, we're asking for certain things. Prayer can also question. Prayer can argue. It can lament. It can cry out about those things within us and within our society that need healing, that are broken. And prayer can take many forms. Certainly the forms that we had this morning, you know, praying out loud or using words, but maybe within the silence of our hearts, as we say. Prayer can also, though, be, for example, meditation. Prayer can be movement. Prayer can be silence. And this prayer today from Jesus can be powerful. It can be powerful. It was for me, at least. Not only the prayer itself, but in the ways that it can inform our prayer, the way that it can shape other prayer, the way it can guide us in the many ways that we pray. And there are so many ways. First, and this is going back to Hosea and what Hosea says at the end of our passage, not the beginning. First, we hear that God is like a loving parent. This can be transformative, to really know that we are children of a loving God. It can also be challenging to accept this truth because, you know, I think a lot of us grow up thinking that God is somehow apart from us, removed from our experience. We also have very different experiences with parents, not all of them good. So it can be challenging to accept truly as real, as the truth that it is, to feel and to know within us, in our mind and in our heart, that we are beloved. This truth alone can affect the way we pray and the way we think about ourselves. We also hear in this prayer how very down-to-earth prayer can be. Daily bread, for example, doesn't get more basic than that. Or an actual community of real living human persons, a community formed by mutual forgiveness. These are not otherworldly concerns. These are real. These are concrete. These are very down to earth. They are real needs. And not just ours as individuals, but ours as a whole. This prayer, if we listen to it, is prayed by all of us, for all of us. Give us daily bread. Forgive us our sins. And something else, we hear that we are not just seeking for God to meet needs. We are seeking that God would use us as well. We are forgiving others, for example, just as we ask forgiveness. So there's reciprocity in the prayer. There's a sense of mutuality. And after teaching this prayer, Jesus then says that we can relate to God in the many ways that we do, boldly, unashamedly, like a friend asking for bread in the middle of the night. We ask, we seek, we knock, confident that God can be trusted, that God hears us, that God desires goodness and wholeness for us. And so with these words, Jesus assures us that we can approach God with familiarity, intimacy even, bringing our very real needs and concerns, our hurts, our hopes, our true desires. So this prayer from Jesus this morning can also help us think about the nature of prayer itself. And maybe it even helps us think about prayer differently than we're accustomed to. We hear that God does not work in a one-directional, mechanical, formulaic kind of way, where we ask whatever we think that we need, whatever we think that we want, and if we pray hard enough, God drops it in our lap, like a magical Santa Claus. Although I guess that's redundant because Santa Claus, by his very nature, is magical. So like a cosmic vending machine. That's not how prayer works. And of course, we know this from experience, right? I at least know it. You know, how many frivolous prayers of mine have gone unanswered? Meaning simply, I didn't get what I wanted or what I thought I wanted. You know, I still don't have that Ford Mustang, and I don't know what the holdup is on that. It's not for lack of praying. Much more seriously, though, and it is, I know I'm a little flippant there, but much more seriously, how many of our prayers, how many of our deepest yearnings for ourselves, for others, for our world, have not been answered? At least answered as we would have wished. We pray for each other, and I hope we do. We do. We pray for each other, and it's a beautiful expression of love, prayer is, one for another. Yet those we love still experience difficulty, illness, death. We pray for justice. We do. I hope that we pray for justice. Yet people are still marginalized and killed in this country because all life is not valued equally, because we refuse to face the violent, racist roots at the very core of our history. We pray for peace. We do pray for peace. Yet uncontrolled gun violence is all around us, while others profit greatly from it. We pray for the recognition of the dignity of every person. And this, of course, is in our baptismal covenant. It's a vow we make, recognizing the dignity of every human person. Yet, in my opinion, we witness day in and day out, right now, one group, an extremist, authoritarian type of religious cult, imposing their narrow beliefs upon all of us, aggressively taking control of our decisions, our self-determination, our very bodies, trampling the dignity and health of women and anyone who can become pregnant, threatening the marriages of anyone who, as we say, is not heteronormative, even other kinds of relationships, anyone whose sexuality they do not approve of. And that includes us right here. our family, our friends, our neighbors. Where is prayer? What is prayer in the midst of these things? I mean, I don't have the answer, but what Jesus teaches us here today is that prayer is much more than asking for things. As deep as our yearnings are and should be, as good even as those things might be, it's not expecting God to miraculously intervene. It's not expecting God to rearrange circumstances. It's more than this. And really, I think this is good news, because prayer is a relationship. It's beginning or continuing a relationship with God and with each other. Prayer is a conversation within that relationship. It's a speaking and a listening in a very sacred exchange that never ends. And prayer is answered by God's grace through us. Jesus says, we just heard it, ask, seek, knock. This is active. This is us. This is our agency doing these things. It involves us. We are invited to pray through our action and through our reflection, through our asking and our searching and our knocking, through our work and ministry together, through our advocacy and our protest. Jesus reminds us today that God loves us boldly, tenderly, passionately, fully. Let us pray, then, in the many ways that we do, boldly, tenderly, passionately. And let us pray ultimately that God's will be done on earth, right here, done within us, accomplished through our own hands, answered through our own lives. Amen.